Okay, have you all understand the
objective?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, good. Yes, all with the problem, all the dirt. You never know. Good. Are there any questions about what we have just been doing? Any lack of clarity or anything that needs to be sorted out? Or everybody happy? Crystal clear? Yes? Okay, yeah. Please,
The sutta that we were talking about meditation.
Yeah.
So when we were talking about the rapture and the pleasure, and the Pitya Sutta, is it in the context of meditation?
It is. What the sutta shows you, it shows you how the mind develops natural awareness. So it is essentially about meditation, because these are the things that happen in meditation practice. But some of these things can also happen outside of meditation practice as well, to some extent. But it is really a meditation thing, yeah. So this is why I call it the psychology of meditation. The Buddha, in different ways, the Buddha works. He shows these things from different angles. Sometimes he shows you meditation from the angle of what you have to do, right? So you watch the breath, then you watch the short breath, the long breath, you watch the whole body of the breath, you watch the calm down, the kaya sankara, etc., right? The different anapana focus is that. So it shows you what you have to do, how you focus. But here it shows you the experience that you have, right? So what experience that is. So kind of two different angles of the same idea. So even though some of these things can happen outside of meditation as well, it is really in meditation that these things really happen, especially when it comes to things like sukha and samadhi, right? So you can't really get into samadhi while you're working with things like that. Yeah.
So when it's saying about the tranquility in the body,
yeah,
is it talking about the body in a conventional sense, or is it talking about the body, say, for instance, and the breath is the body of the body?
Okay, I think it is probably here, it is probably the main reference is probably to the physical body. But there are places in the suttas where it divides these factors up into two. For example, there, I think if you go to the Bodhanga Samyutta on the factors of awakening, you find that the Buddha talks about how you divide the seven Bodhanga into 14 aspects. And then he says the way you divide the Pasadis of the Pasadi Bodhanga, which is the factor of awakening, which is tranquility, you can divide it into Kaya Pasadi and Chitta Pasadi. So there are, it can be both, but I think the emphasis here probably is on the physical body there. Because of the chitta that needs to happen, which then is the mind, so the mind also comes down. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay.
Maybe we can take them in the evening, is that okay? Yeah? Because then we can do them more. Yeah. Great.
The question is here, the sutra straight away talk about the virtues, you see, the behavior is virtues.
Yeah.
But doesn't give more definitions about that.
Yeah.
So different people might have a different way of thinking of the behavior is a virtue, but they're not.
Yeah.
So accordingly, what is the meant by the virtues here?
Kindness to God, right? It's actually very simple. I think you can pretty much summarize the whole Buddhist teaching as kindness, you know? And if you just broaden it out enough to take into account physical actions, verbal actions, and also your mind, that the whole of Buddhism can really be summarized into that one simple word, kindness. So it is, first of all, it's not to do the bad stuff. Secondly, it's to actually do the good stuff, right? So you don't hurt people, but you actually have compassion to people. And thirdly, I think one of the important aspects in Buddhism is the mental side of virtue. It also is about how we think and how we relate to other people as well. But I will talk more about this later on, especially the mental side of things, because it is very important to get this fully clear. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else want to say anything? Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Can we just summarize this one as well? Do you put the body more into the kind?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly, this is known as the Obada Pachimokka, that particularly is from the Dhammapada, and very beautiful summary of the Buddha's teaching. Yes, indeed. Yeah. So there's another way of summarizing it. Yeah. To avoid evil, to do good, and to purify the mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. So, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just wondering about what you mentioned about having a very good oral memory in the past, and that would affect how Buddhist teachings were recorded.
Yeah.
Because in more recent times, it's really unusual to have that kind of oral memory.
Yeah.
Although these have been made into chants later on and standardized in some way.
Yeah.
For it to be recorded on.
Well, the thing is that Indian culture was was oral culture, had been an oral culture for thousands of years, even before Buddhism came around it. So they had systems for memorizing things. They had ways of doing that. The Brahmanical culture, the culture of the Brahmins, they had memorized the Rig Veda. Rig Veda was the original teaching of the Brahmanical literature. It had already existed for maybe 1,000 years before the Buddha. And it has been shown that the Rig Veda has actually been transmitted almost verbatim over vast periods of time, almost verbatim, exactly the same. And that is because of the oral techniques that were developed by the Brahmins in those times. And the Buddha would, to some extent, have inherited those techniques of memorization, right? The way he structured the suttas, the way they was passed on, that would have been part of that culture that was used at that time. And that was why I think they had that ability to memorize things in such a way. But what is interesting here is that not only is that theoretically the case, but I think we can actually show that it actually must have been the case also in reality. Because when I say that the Sarvastivada school went to the north and the Theravada school went to the south, this was still inside the period of oral transmission, right? This was before they were written down. So this was about 300 BC, at the time of Ashoka. It was only the Theravada and the Pali scripts that are said to be written down around the 1st century BC. That's kind of the traditional bit. Exactly what it happened is a bit more uncertain. So there was at least a period of a couple of hundred years there when they were still transmitted orally before they were written down there. And still, even though it was inside the period of oral transmission, when you now compare them, they are still almost exactly the same. So we can almost know from that the oral transmission actually was very successful and very reliable and able to transmit them in the right way. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. So, maybe we should move on then. We should be quite a bit of time for Q&A also in the last session of the evening, so please wipe it down if you have any other questions. So. Good. So nice to see some of the familiar faces, by the way, from the last time I was here in KL, so very good. So,